believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free. It's time to be free.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulster hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote.
Hello.
And White Wade holding it down for us over there in the studio. All right, here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk about the tips and the tools and the strategies and the shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. And a lot going on here in my head is today is Thursday, and pretty much every day at any moment in the day there's a lot going on in my head, and I am not one of those people who's really good at meditation. You know, it's just one of those things where I sit there and I go, God, I've got this thought, I've got that thought, and then it's like, okay, just clear your mind. And another thought pops in, so I'm just like...
You done any moving meditation at all? Like,
I need to do laughing meditation. Like, that one I might be able to do, because...
There's, at Balboa Park, they have that.
They do?
On Sunday.
I'm going to have to go totally check that
out.
Do
they have Tai Chi, too?
There's Qigong place, which is the precursor to that.
Qigong. Okay. Qigong. Exactly. Which is spelled Q-U-I or whatever it is, but that's...
Don't ask
Q-I.
Ask Mary spelling, ask me math.
All right, there.
I confused word spell check. So.
Right. Oh man, so,
that's funny.
So my my brain is always going, and I think part of the reason why my brain goes as it goes is because I have a I have what I would call a curious mind. I have a curious mind, always looking for answers, always looking for solutions, always trying to figure out what a problem is and coming up with a you know, with an answer or solution for that problem. And so I thought what we would cover today is a little bit around curiosity. And so in What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do on page 103 in the life-altering principle number 4. And by the way, the life-altering principles that are in this book, there are actually 7 life-altering principles in the book, and the acronym, little did I know when I actually wrote the 7 life-altering principles, is the SLAP. So there you go. So the 7 life-altering principles is actually the SLAP, and this is the SLAP number 4, which is all about retraining your brain. And so we talk about Albert Einstein as an opening quote here, and he says, "The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. One cannot help but be in awe when he or she contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, of the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery every day. Never lose a holy curiosity." And that was from Albert Einstein. So... a lot to cover here, but we may not get to it all today in this particular episode. But I thought I would just open by asking you guys how you explore your curious nature on a consistent, on a curious basis, right? It's kind of like, and I'll put it to you this way. It's like foods, right? At some point, you didn't know you liked turkey, and maybe you don't eat turkey anymore. But at some point, you didn't know you liked turkey. So that first time you had it, second time you had it, whatever, you start eating, you're like, okay, I like turkey, and now like a turkey sandwich is your go-to thing. But at one point, it wasn't, right? So we get to that point where we just go for what's familiar, and we stop being curious. We stop trying new things. It's almost like we're not willing to live with life as a blank slate. And so my question then is, in that regard, whether it be in maybe that arena in terms of things that you're willing to try or in business or whatever it might be, how do you express and explore curiosity in your life? And do you? I mean, are you still curious at this point of your life?
That's an easy one for me. Yes, constantly. And I'm blessed with having Olivia in the house because 4-year-old is constantly curious. So I remind myself, like a perfect example would be when it rains. there are times I'll wake her up and say, let's go jump in puddles, or it's super foggy, like, let's go play in the clouds, like, because I don't want her to think a rainy day is a bad day, a cloudy day is a bad day. I try to tell her, look, the sun's always out. This is the filter you're seeing it through. That sun never disappears.
Man.
And so
I like his way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, he's
my
cool.
kids hate the rain. They hate the mud. They won't go anywhere near it because I've made them like completely.
Did you really? Like, don't get your shoes dirty.
Stay away from the puddle.
She's got mud pie palace. Like, she can make mud pies. Like, it's time for mud pies.
Do you know what we paid for those shoes?
Yeah.
You know, like.
You know how fast they grow out of those shoes? Who cares?
Right? I know. It's like, that's a really good point. Okay, so the sun is there. It's just going through
a filter. Well, and so the easiest way for me to sum it up fast is, do something you love and get out of your comfort zone every day. Okay. I mean, that's pretty much how.
So how do you do that then on a daily basis? What would be an example of the last time that you did something that was completely new for you, right? Instead of, you know, in the book, I liken it to, you know, if you could imagine like Michael Jackson singing over the track of Billie Jean, you know, like you got this great track and then you just try singing over it to create something else, or like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio painting over his painting, you know, the Michelangelo thingy, whatever his, you know, that, like, you know, that guy with his paintings, stuff. Like, you know, if you just started painting over that, and of course it's not DiCaprio, but, you know, that guy. Like, if you started painting over that, you know, the results would be disastrous. So it's kind of hard not to have those preconceived notions and go in with a blank slate and that open mind. So what are some of the ways that you do that, or like, what have you done recently to kind of keep that curiosity open?
I'm willing to do something bad every day.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's so worried about doing something good. And I don't mean like going out and doing something bad to somebody, but
not doing it well.
Exactly. Not doing something well.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just think about, if it pops into my brain and it's this slight, like remotely even interesting to something I want to explore, I'm willing to do it bad first.
All right. So I'll jump to Mary to get Mary's feedback on this, but think about a specific example. Like, I'm curious, just, you don't have to answer it now, but think about a specific example recently, because as we get older here, especially, you know, it's harder to do things for the first time or be willing to look bad or be willing to fail or whatever those, you know, might be. But I'm just curious. So think about that, Richard, because I'm, you know, I'd love to hear an example. But Mary, do you, if you're being sufficiently honest.
Sufficiently. Okay.
Do you think you retain that sense of curiosity?
Okay. So I am not curious about foods, so I'm not that much into trying a different delicacy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge appetite or thirst for learning. So my curiosity is really about what can I learn?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably more information-based and then talent-based. What can I develop? What skill set can I grow? So I'm very much curious about that part of life. But if Dave were not in my life, I would not have been on so many trips because I'm not that curious.
Okay, I got you. So
food and travel and...
Yeah, so what's an example then of something that you were like completely just out of the zone of, okay, I've been here before, I know what to expect, I can, you know, basically predict what is going to happen. When is the last time you were in a situation where you really had no way of knowing what the outcome would be? Can you think of an example?
I'm pretty cautious and pretty, like, I take a real big view of things, so I don't know if I have an answer for that.
Yeah. So do you think that sort of cautious state of mind, being in of that cautious mentality, if you will, do you think that has prevented you from pursuing some opportunities that may have been interesting, if you will, on the other side of that fear?
Sure.
Yeah. Can you remember any time where you've just said no to something because you didn't know what the outcome would be or how it would go and you didn't want to take that chance?
I think it would be like in a social way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I definitely am more of an introvert mm-hmm. than people imagine.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely totally fine staying by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I will turn down opportunities to get into different group situations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's a great, great, great point.
Which is stupid because when I do go to something, my outgoing personality comes up. I meet people, and
it's like Richie, like you said, you know, just put on your tennis shoes, and even if you don't feel like running, just put on your gym outfit, put on your tennis shoes, and then let's see kind of what happens. So
step on the sidewalk out front. That's the key.
Oh, that's the key there.
Yeah,
too.
You got to step on the sidewalk at the front of your house.
Yeah.
You'll keep going 90% of the time.
Man, so as always, we're going to run out of time here, but just really some interesting thoughts on the subject, because I know curiosity for me is one of those things where I'm probably not as curious as I should be at this point in my life. But were you able to come up with any examples in this last odd minute here that you want to share?
Well, specifically, I'd say kind of come with the theme of how you do anything is how you do everything, even though that's not 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
And so practice on the small things. And
yeah.
So the you know, you're trying to get out of your comfort zone of talking to people and you're an introvert, talk to someone about something you recognize that you know they might love, their
yeah.
jewelry or something that's standing out for them, just to try something different. I think what he was saying in that quote, curiosity is trying to come out and leads to other things. It's like inherent in innovation.
Yeah.
Big companies don't innovate well because they need proof.
Yeah.
But you got to go with intuition and let that intuition out and mm-hmm. see what the results are after.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff there. And ultimately, I guess the bottom line is just stay curious, my friends. Stay curious. All right, guys. Well, good stuff here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. And don't forget, you can grab a free copy of the book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do at whatisyourwhat.com/free. And we will talk to you guys next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday. I'm Steve Olsher from Mary Goulet and Richie Otey and White Wade. We'll talk to you guys really soon. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.